This is MSO News Sports, joined by North Reading football coach Jeff Wall. And Jeff, congratulations on a great win last Friday night against Danvers.
Oh, thank you.
Well, tell us about that game and game plan. Clearly, did it play out as you kind of hoped it would?
Yeah, it worked out better than we could have hoped. I know we went into the game to stop the running back, and I know he got injured in the second quarter. But that's a horrible thing for them to have. But it then presented us with new factors that we had to look into, because they had more weapons and they started throwing the ball, and we didn't really work on the pass all that much. We wanted to stop the running back. And then when he was out, we had to kind of change things around a little bit on the fly.
You know, looking at your team, though, Matt McCarthy, was that the game of the year that he had for you? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, Maddie, he's a very impressive kid. Just when you think he's reached the top, the next week he does even better. He's a phenomenal athlete, and he's a special kid. And yeah, that was probably the best game I've seen. And I know his brother was running back here a few years ago, and he was phenomenal for us.
Yeah.
But I don't think he had a performance quite like Maddie did on Friday.
Yeah, because you know I actually have not seen anybody like that in a long time, able to elude tackles the way evade tackles the way he was evading tackles.
Yeah, Matt, he's a special athlete. He has great speed when he's out in the open, but he also has that little quickness burst.
Yeah.
And he has great field vision, which has helped him a lot.
Yeah, strength and timing as well. And I'm thinking some real quickness there to elude those tackles.
Yeah, and you know, it's a credit to Matt. He worked hard in the off season working on. Last year we were more of a line up and drive it right at you type of offense. And this year is more of a read offense. And he's worked hard to learn the jump cuts and to get up in the hole.
Now, as you look at the game and review it, look at the films and so on, what kinds of things stand out as far as player performances for you?
Well, first off, we usually shake our heads a lot when we watch Maddie run the ball. And I take credit as the running back coach. I take credit for a lot of the things he does, but he does things that you just can't coach.
Yeah.
And then we look at, Maddie. Maddie's a phenomenal athlete, but, you know, he'll be the first one to tell you he only goes as far as his line will take him. And Bythrow's making the reads, so he's taking a little pressure off of him. And, you know, you get watching one of Maddie's runs this week, you got John Murillo throwing a block 12 yards down the field. So the guys are staying on their blocks, they're using good technique, and they never give up on a play because you never really know where Maddie is. So they continue to block through the whistle, and that's a credit to them.
Right. And it's Bobby O'Donnell, your kicker, right, and lineman too. Man, he's impressive too.
Yeah, Bobby's a beast. He has a tremendous leg. He's a strong kid. You know, he'll be in there squatting 405 as a warm-up set, and then he goes out and drills the ball. He's just a great athlete all around. He probably has the best hands on the team as well. So he wants to get flanked out at receiver, but we know you got to be in a tackle.
I could see him as a tight end, though, Coach.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were thinking that. If we were going a lot of tight end sets, if we had another kid step up, we could have moved him. But we'll keep Bobby in the trenches for now.
Down the road, yeah. Well, Coach, you got Marblehead this week, and we've seen Marblehead a few times, and our website has covered them a bunch of times this year, but they haven't done anything wrong at all this year for the most part. And so you're going up against a team that, again, defeated Danvers earlier this year, the team that you beat last week. But you never know. I mean, here you are, you're back, and you're at their place.
Yeah, you know, when watching the film, you try to find a weakness. We haven't really found a weakness in their armor yet. We're trying to find it. They're a big team. They're a physical team. They have tremendous talent. You know, but as for us, we love being the underdog. We love going into someone else's home and into their place. And, you know, the kids embrace it. Then no one has thought we would get this far. So, you know, we're trying to develop respect throughout, you know, Massachusetts in general. And, you know, we have to be the best, you have to beat the best. So I think the kids are embracing that this year.
Yeah. You know, I look at that team, Marblehead, and I was talking to their coach, and I look at them, you know, from time to time. I said, you know, if you have players that are ranked, say, like a 0 to 10, you know, they may not have a bunch of 10s, but they've got a bunch of 8s and 9s or whatever number you come up with in your head. I look at that as kind of – I only have seen you guys once, but I think you guys are in that same kind of category. You have a lot of guys that are solid out there.
Yeah, and that's what we looked at. We have a couple of kids that we would say, you know, this kid would definitely play on any team in the league. And then we have just a bunch of guys that do their job, and they work hard. They're just solid. They're fundamentally sound. And they have a tremendous amount of heart I've never questioned this team in terms of work ethic or the time they're putting in. These kids have really surpassed expectations that we've had for them.
Last question, Coach. Tell me about your coaching staff. Who's on your coaching staff? Who are you relying on this year?
All of them. Right now, we just had a 20-25 minute special teams meeting. So we got a guy who's putting in the time with special teams. The offensive coordinator, he's putting in serious hours. And, my defensive guy, this is the first year I haven't done the defense, so I was a little suspect about turning the reins over to somebody. Yeah. But they're all doing their jobs. We worked tirelessly. We're here 7 days a week, yeah, working at it, and constantly in communication with each other. And they look for the smallest detail. And I think that's why we've been successful. It's all to my assistant coaches and the kids. They've all stepped up. The kids are watching film. They're getting in touch with me with what they see. So yeah, it's been kind of a whole team effort, including coaches and players.
Gotcha. All right, Coach. Well, good luck to you. And congratulations again on the big win last week against Danvers.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. Jeff Wall, head football coach at North Reading, here with us on MSO News Sports.